Hare Krishna. I think I mentioned I was reading Krishna Karnamrita and I'm sort of almost finished it. And it's a really beautiful book. Many reasons. One of the reasons that it's so well applauded is like Gita Govinda, it has such extraordinary, beautiful poetry and linguistics in it, even if you don't know Sanskrit, but you can really appreciate it. And another, of course, is that it's a very wonderful testament to the ultimate search of a devotee who, in his earlier days or pre-devotee days, was a real debauchee. So, one thing that was very interesting, which both the author and commentator, Kaviraj Goswami, commented on, and that was that Krishna's complexion. Now, usually we're always used to Krishna being sapphire colored, black, blue, but if he's compared to some kind of stone, then he's compared to a sapphire. But here, Bilmango Thakur, on a number of occasions, not always, but on a number of occasions, calls Krishna as like a mass of emerald. And now emerald is green. But still, he calls it, even Kaviraj Goswami says that Krishna is dark blue like an emerald. Now, maybe there were blue emeralds in those days. I don't know. Elsewhere, Krishna is occasionally described as being greenish like an emerald, but there it's qualified. Here it's not qualified, although perhaps it may be understood, there may be other reasons for it, like I said, such color emerald that it looks bluish. And that is that in other literature it's described that in the proximity of Srimati Radharani or the gopis, Krishna can appear greenish because their color is golden, that the kanchana golden game, and that golden color when in contact with Krishna's sapphire color, that becomes greenish. So everyone knows that when you mix blue and blue and yellow, then you get green. That's the mixture of colors. Now here it's not said, but certainly we have from the explicit meaning, as Kaviraj Goswami says, of Govinda Lilamrita, Bilva Mangal Thakur, a great devotee with love. And the implicit meaning relates to Srimati Radharani, who is really love personified herself. So, certainly lots of scope for the influence of that golden prema. but I leave it with listeners as a thought for the day. Why is Krishna great? We may find the answer or not find the answer. I think that's a secondary issue. The primary point is that the more we think about Krishna, the more we become Krishna conscious. And I was with Srila Prabhupada in his rooms when there was a discussion by one devotee about whether he should get white deity of Krishna or black deity of Krishna to install in the temple. And for his own reasons, Srila Prabhupada didn't want to get drawn into a discussion, and although the devotee kept saying, well, Krishna's black, but Prabhupada also said, well, Krishna's also white. And so should we get a black deity or a white deity? And Prabhupada says, black, white, doesn't matter, Krishna's Krishna. So Krishna's also green. So certainly green in the form of Lord Ramachandra, although sometimes he's described with a sapphire color, Lord Ramachandra, in that book I read just recently. But whatever the color is not important. The important thing is that we think about Krishna, and the more that we think about Krishna, the more we become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.